And there's a question that arises really, really quickly, and it's interesting, the emails that I get from various parts of the Commonwealth. COLA, state employees, well, we have also county employees, local employees also in the C system that not as many people talk about, but they find themselves in similar situations. But if you just look at the K side of things, you're looking at a history of about 1990s into the early 2000s, where there were a lot of COLA adjustments given that were not funded. So there was a check written, but there was nothing in the bank. And those things have gone up, and everybody thought, well, we're supposed to get those. Well, no, you shouldn't have gotten those in the first place because they weren't funded. It wasn't done physically in a responsible manner. So you end up with hitting a critical mass around 2010, 2011 with a bill that passes 12 or 13 that says, under harsh conditions, unless we're at 100% funding or blah, 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 there are no more COLAs to be given. Probably that system with ARS was probably sitting at 18, 19% funded somewhere in that ballpark in reality. We'll continue to push money as we push money in and as that funding level comes up. I think it becomes more of a return on investment to look at, okay, is there a COLA adjustment that should be possible? But right now you'd be looking at pushing money into a COLA as opposed to pushing into the actual unfunded liabilities, which I don't know that makes great sense. The other thing, and it's interesting how this pops up, Whitney said it, House Bill 6, which is a recurring budget. It's recurring money going out. House Bill 1 was a one-time investment bill. One-time money, it's one and done, and that's it. COLA is hard to deal with because we've got so many different people talking about things. I warn people, if you're going to talk about COLAs, you may have to disregard some of what you're hearing because sometimes people say a one-time COLA. Well, that's not what I get in my emails. Okay, so I'll get 3 years ago or 2 years ago, look, we just did a one-time COLA and state the case for it. Okay, and then it come around the second year and the third year. Not always the same people. And they'd come back, well, we just want a one-time COLA this year, but rather than a one-time 1%, it needs to be 3% because we've been asking for 3 years. So that tells me the thought pattern is not a one-time and we're done. This is once you get into it, you're going to be pushing money into it right along with trying to deal with the unfunded liabilities at the same time. The second part of the problem with that is how you deal with the C side, and that's the hardest one. So from the state, you go, well, y'all just need to worry about the K's, the state employees, and don't worry about anybody else. Well, we've got people that go back and forth between the C's and the K's, and it's kind of harsh to go, don't worry about them. We're trying our best to work with the SERS, the board that oversees the seaside plans. I thought they had a prime opportunity this last interim to make a change or two in the way rather than letting their rates roll down for local employers, counties and cities. They could have maintained their rate, used part of that money to fund a C-COLA. And if had they done that, then I think the state COLA would have been right behind that. That they let those rates go down rather than trying to find a way to pay for it. They're putting a pinch on us and going, well, I guess you need to pay for it. Well, they're your employees. We can work together, but don't make us cut the checks out and you say hoo-ah for it when you very well could have done it yourself. And you get into all kinds of problems of, okay, what if somebody retired last year? Do they get the same COLA? What if somebody retired last year and they're making $80,000, $60,000, $50,000? What if you've got somebody that's been retired for 10, 12, 15 years and has never gotten a COLA and now they're 72 years old? Is it fair for everybody to get the same thing? That's something we continually look at. It's not an issue that's foreign. It's trying to find the right way to get to it and the right timing and trying to look at the C's at the same time.